Use the chat feature and the raise your hand icon if you have questions for the coaches here today. We're now joined on call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pete Chinnick. Good afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon.
A bye week for your team, similar to Coach London's. What was the focus, and were you able to get some things done, get some guys healthy?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the bye week. I thought our guys did a great job just attacking really every day. We had a specific goal kind of each day. Monday was a recovery day. Tuesday, Wednesday was really get back to the fundamentals, basics, what a lot of people do, I know, during the bye week. And so really pleased with our guys' effort. Did a good amount of one versus ones during that time, Towson versus Towson, just to give our guys kind of full speed reps. And then Thursday, really spent a lot of time just developing different scenarios in special teams and end of the game type situations. So really pleased with how our guys attacked the week. It was our fall break. So there was no school on Friday. So we gave the guys the opportunity to get home, see their families while we went out and tried to get as much recruiting done as we could during that 2-day period. So very productive week for us. Really pleased with our guys. Now it's, on to what I think is probably one of the best teams in the conference. So we spent time preparing for them last week, but now we got a whole lot more work to do this week to be able to play great against them.
As you took over this program in year one, I'm sure you had certain milestones and goals and things that you wanted to accomplish this year. As you reached kind of the midpoint of the year, where do you feel like you are?
Yeah, I feel like we're close. I try to always gauge everything. How close are you, going into the fourth quarter in the games that you're winning and losing? And really, the two games we've won, one in overtime and, our Morgan State win could have gone either way. And then the three games that we've lost against FCS opponents with 5 minutes to go, we're in every game. And so, the Monmouth game got away from us there at the end, but was really pleased 5 minutes to go. We're down five and have the ball. We turn it over. Our Norfolk game, as well as our UAlbany game, we obviously had the ball in the last drive to send it into overtime. So I think we're close, but we're not where we want to be. And we knew part of this process was really going to be how well our guys grasped everything that we were doing. I give them a lot of credit because they are buying in. We just got to get over the hump. And I felt like New Hampshire was a great one to get us over the hump. And, once you do that in the CAA, here comes another great opponent at you. And here comes another great challenge. So we understood that, our study of this conference prior to coming here, just know that week in and week out, you're going to be challenged. You're going to have somebody that can get after you. So not happy with where we're at, but feel like we can build on that. In the second half of the season, we really want to, get a lot of great things accomplished, and we play some really good football teams, so we're excited about those challenges.
Question from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty. You're on mute, Marty.
Good morning, Coach. Marty O'Brien with the Virginia Pilot. Talk about the challenge of William Mary's running game, and also, can you be too aware of the run and need to be a little bit wary of their passing game as well?
Well, Marty, I mean, they run the ball as well as anybody that we've seen, and they do it really out of numerous sets and numerous ways to get different people the ball. And so extremely creative offense that I think's amazingly effective. You watch it and they just continue to get the ball in different people's hands. And you'll see some exotic thing come at you, and then they'll just hand the ball off on an inside zone, and that'll rip off 15, 20 yards. So you got to really prepare for everything, that's out there. You got to prepare for a reverse pass. You got to prepare for reverse motion. You got to prepare for fly sweep. And then you got to prepare for, the power in the inside zone and the quarterback run and everything. So very impressed with what they do. And then while you're doing all that, like you mentioned, here comes the play action pass, and here comes a deep shot down the field, which I feel like they've been very successful in doing that. And I think very calculated too in how they do it. So Impressed with what we're seeing of them offensively, and know that our defense is going to have to, you know, just do a great job. Number one, playing smart and fundamental with the simple parts of inside zone power being where you need to be, while watching all the eye candy and all the window dressing that's going on around it.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Pete, you've talked about the challenge of stopping William & Mary. Your defense held UAlbany under 300 yards, and that's a pretty prolific offense as well. And that group seems to have gotten better and better as the year's gone along. What do you like about how they've played, and what needs to improve, do you think?
Yeah, the thing I like, I mean, number one is, you know, we saw this against Maryland. Our guys just play hard. And with the system that Coach Doolin and our staff has put in, we're going to be aggressive and we're going to try to blitz everybody. And I think we've blitzed everybody but a couple of corners through the process. So you're going to get pressure from everybody. You're going to get it in different forms, different fashions. And we got a really good group that runs the ball extremely well. I think for us, it's really, you know, our problems have really been a little bit in our alignment errors and just not being where we need to be at the beginning of, you know, the snap. When we're where we need to be, I think the results are pretty good. And again, I felt like you did. I think the UAlbany offense is, you know, really good. To hold those guys under 300, I thought was a huge accomplishment. But, you know, like we've talked about in this league, that's 1 week, that's one game, you know, now on to a completely different challenge, you know, a completely different team that, you know, showcases the run a little differently. So we're going to have to keep getting better. We're going to have to, you know, stay dialed in on what we're trying to accomplish with our defense. But like where we're at, but we got room to improve.
Before I let you go, one more. Just you talked about the William & Mary offense. Their defense is ranked number one in FCS in total yards and up there and points allowed and all that. What, as an offensive guy, what impresses you about what they do on defense?
Well, I hope we were just going to focus on their offense, you know. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, their defense. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, what have we seen? We've seen six games on them, I think, so far. And, you know, I think all of last season, I just don't know that we've seen them out of position. And I just don't know that they've been in the wrong spot. And so they're going to make you work for every inch, every yard that you get, because they're going to be in the right spot. And then obviously their D-line is dynamic. And, you know, two of the top sack performers in the conference and in the country. So we've definitely got our work cut out for us. And to be able to move the ball against them, you got to be methodical. You got to be patient because, again, they're not going to give you much. I think they play their cover three scheme and their man free scheme very well. They mix it up. They match well with some of the route combinations. So we definitely have a challenge in front of us offensively. We've got to improve from where we were. We got to improve from what we've been able to do, and we got to continue to grow as a team in order to accept a challenge like this. But really looking forward to it. You know, I think it's going to be, you know, a great opportunity for our guys to show where we're at and what we're capable of doing.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Safe travels to Williamsburg, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Again, for media members and